This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu at Abuja today. Mr. Modi reached Abuja last night on a two-day visit to Nigeria. This is the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. Prime Minister Modi and President Tinubu will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro tomorrow on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. On the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of November. In Maharashtra, campaigning for assembly elections has reached its peak as only 2 days have been left for canvassing to end. Leaders of various political parties are crisscrossing the state to woo the voters. Union Minister and senior Bharatiya Janata Party leader Amit Shah is going to address rallies in Gadchiroli, Wardha and Nagpur. NCP President Ajit Pawar will be canvassing in Ahilya Nagar, Pune, Satara and Kolhapur. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Nagpur, Kolhapur and Sangli. NCP SP President Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in different constituencies in Pune and Raigad. Shiv Sena UBT President Uddhav Thackeray will be canvassing in Palghar and Satara. In Jharkhand, leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. BJP President JP Nadda will address 3 poll rallies in Gomia, Sindri and Nala today. On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren is scheduled to address 6 rallies across the state. Congress leaders are also scheduled to address a series of meetings across the state. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav will address gathering at Dhanbad. Campaigning for the single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra will come to end tomorrow evening. Voting will take place on 20th of November, while counting of votes will take place on 23rd of this month. Elon Musk's SpaceX will launch India's heavy communication satellite GSAT-20 from Cape Canaveral in US on Tuesday. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO Chairman S. Somnath has said that SpaceX Falcon 9 will launch ISRO's GSAT-20, also called GSAT-N2, on 19th November. The satellite is expected to remain in operation for 14 years. It will provide vital services across India, including internet connectivity for remote areas. India has sent the first consignment of about 425 metric ton of food grains and other edible items to Suriname for its social welfare program. India enjoys close, warm and friendly relations with Suriname, reinforced by cultural and people-to-people contacts, bridged by Indian diaspora's arrival dating back to 1.5 centuries. Several high-level visits have been exchanged since establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Suriname in 1976, with Indian embassy opened in Paramaribo in 1977 and Surinamese embassy in New Delhi in 2000. In China, 8 persons were killed and 17 injured in a knife attack at a vocational school in Jiangsu province yesterday. The attack took place at around 6:30 p.m. at the Wuxi Vocational Institute of Arts and Technology in Xixiang City. The 21-year-old suspect, surnamed Zhu, was caught at the scene and he confessed to his crime. In the U.S., President-elect Donald Trump announced Chris Wright as his choice to head the Department of Energy. Wright, the founder and CEO of Liberty Energy, is a vocal supporter of fossil fuel use and is expected to align with Trump's goals of maximizing oil and gas production. In hockey, India will square off against Japan in their final group stage match of Women's Asian Championships Trophy 2024 at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. The match will start at 4:45 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.